What's in your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken. It is What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon, a little under the weather. Speaking of weather, a little overcast. Kind of interesting day down in southwestern North Dakota. A couple tornadoes popping down. One touching the ground. Not much damage reported. And another one, funnel cloud dropping down, but not making contact. Currently this hour in Bismarck, we're overcast in 52. Williston, 46 with light rain. Overcast in Dickinson in 47. Up in Minot, they've got light rain and mist in 47. In Jamestown, 56 and overcast. Grand Forks, 52 with light rain. And in Fargo, 56 and overcast this hour. I'm Steve Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind. The big news yesterday, no longer is he the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. Chancellor Ham Shirvani, resigning his position. And, Dr. Shirvani joining us on the program now. Dr. Shirvani, welcome back.
Pleasure to be, with you. But may I correct? I am still the chancellor, so
I. Well, I apologize for that. Let me ask you. Ham, let me ask you right away. This a mutual decision, or was this a forced resignation?
No, absolutely was not a forced resignation. Actually, it was a proposal that I made to the board.
Why was it?
It was widely. I mean, there were reporters in the rooms and everybody else, so it's widely. Written and announced. Why is very simple, because, you know, I was given a very clear task to do, and that was to build a real university system. This is a struggle for 23 years in the state to build a real university system, and I've done it as fast as possible, as expeditiously as possible. And it was a substantial amount of change, and I'm very proud of my accomplishments. But also, there's a bad side to it, that I've gone through the worst humiliation and a personal attack and smear attack on me in the past 4 months. So, you know, I've had it. So there is a limit that me and my wife can take. And so it needed a very much stronger support to continue or just quit, basically.
Dr. Shirvani, I was a supporter of yours. You were asked to do a very difficult job in a very short period of time. It seems like there was impediments to that path by which you were trying to take. What was the biggest issue that came up in you trying to overhaul the university system?
Well, you know, honestly, I appreciate what you're saying, and thank you so much, first of all, for your support. There is a very strong resistance to move from a federated system where campuses have a great deal of autonomy. You know, in a system, campus should not have autonomy, should not be autonomous. Should be independent, but they're still part of a system. So there are certain clear directions that come down from the system. There are certain policies that comes down from the system. There is clear performance measures, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what the whole advantages of being in a system is. But as I said, for 23 years since the establishment of this the new system, of course we had systems since 1930s, but the start of the chancellor, that was the clear directions, and has never been really fully realized. So I'm not really forgive me for making it a little bit long, but the bottom line is that there is a very strong resistance towards that major change, and that's change of governance. That basically Chancellor is the CEO, not a coordinator, but our campuses and various constituencies in where some of the campuses are located, they really don't like that. They don't accept that. They don't like it. And it's the question of resistance towards this CEO model, which is quite different than just regular coordinator or commissioner model. That has been the major sore point, sir. That's all. I mean,
Chancellor, there's been a lack of autonomy within the university system here. If you talk to somebody from Mayville State versus Dickinson State, Williston, and then look at North Dakota State University and University of North Dakota that have kind of had carte blanche for so many decades and led the way in the state and have done a great job with educating North Dakota students, but there is a lack of autonomy. Did it come down to a question of some of those university presidents at I'm going to point my finger at UND and NDSU, not wanting to give up some of that power that those two institutions have enjoyed for so long?
Well, you know, it has to do with, singling out a couple of universities. I think this is the structural issues within the system. And, you know, there is that is the major part of it, that, you know, the autonomy within the campuses and not wanting the clear directions. And, you know, the question is, you can always talk about, well, you know, management style and all of those stuff. Is the question just shooting the messenger? The question is, because when you don't, when you cannot argue on the message, on the merits of the direction, on the merits of where we're going to go. But, you know, it's near here nor there. And I think the real answer to your question, the history will say, that, I mean, it's just a matter of time will show that whether it was just the style or was the lack of acceptance or resistance of the policies and directions and vision that I had for the system, and which was based on mandates that were given to me. And as you know, one thing which I really want to share with you is that I'm very proud of the accomplishment in less than 1 year. You know, the pathway to student success is a very innovative model, and it's one of the very few, if not the only one of the super academic plans that have been developed and approved, and is going to be implemented, and it's going to substantially impact. If it's fully implemented, it's going to impact North Dakota quite positively. Raising admission standards, increasing graduation rate, increasing retention rate, and also ease of transfer from 2-year colleges to 4-year colleges, and a variety of other affordability, accountability, and all of those measures would be kind of really implemented for the first time. The budget that we received is unprecedented, 37% budget increase, with all these theatrical scenes that we have gone through. At the end result was extremely positive, that nobody writes about it, nobody talks about it. 37% budget increase, 12% of it continuing budget. And I had a major role in that, and I was the one who convinced the harshest critics of higher education, turned them around, and they were the one who were supportive. And I know there are a lot of other legislators that have always been supportive of higher education, but as I said, harshest critics were turned around and were supportive. They bought into this vision and gave us those. So that's another success. The whole revision of a whole host of policies defining roles and responsibilities of chancellor, presidents, and senior staff within the system, and the set of a whole host of academic policies. All of these in literally, and hiring very, very competent staff at the central office, all of these in less than 1 year. And this is a great deal of accomplishment, but so I'm very pleased and with that, and appreciate the opportunity to serve the state of North Dakota. And I wish the state all the best, and I'm sure, and I respect board's decision, respecting and accepting my request, that I get on with my life and to let them bring another chance.
Chancellor, I wanted to ask you concerning the Board of Higher Education. Do you think that the timetable that you had with the aggressiveness maybe was some of the rub with the Board of Higher Education and some of the legislators and some of the institutions out there? Was it just too fast of a pace? There wasn't too much I looked at your agenda, but it seems like the pace may have been a little bit too much for them to deal with. We'll come back and I'll ask you that question on the other side of the break. We're talking with Chancellor Ham Shirvani, North Dakota Higher Education. I'm Steve Bakken at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,398.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,434.83, $717.42 for a half ounce, or $358.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,434.83, $717.42, and $358.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Chancellor Ham Shirvani, North Dakota University System. Chancellor, right before the break, we ran up against the clock, but I asked you about the pace at which you were moving. Was that part of the problem? When I looked at some of your policies and what you wanted to implement, everything made sense to me. From a higher education standpoint, it's some of the things that needed to be changed. But was the pace, was it more of the management style than the ideas that people had problems with?
That may have something to do, I agree.
Did you just move too fast? Was it too aggressive a timetable?
Well, Well, this, you know, I'll be honestly, yes. Was it too fast? Yes. But I was asked to move as fast as possible, because, they wanted to show something prior to, show some progress, some major changes, some substantial changes before the legislative session, start. I just took that mandate and moved as fast as possible. Yes. Was it too fast? Yes. Was it too much in a short period of time? Absolutely yes. I have no, but you know, calling that, you know, aggressive, or, you know, those kind of, abrasive, and this is just not fair. You know, moving too fast is not. Look, the system has been talking about learning outcome assessment. And what does it mean? What it means is that in many states, many, my universities are very advanced in that area. And that means that we're going to make sure what the students learn, what they're, you know, really learning, what they're supposed to learn. So for 10 years, we've been talking about having a clear model of learning outcome assessment. 10 years, we still don't have a standard model that all campuses use that has come out of the system. You see what I'm saying? So you can drag things on, but eventually you have to make a system. Also, there is another issue, sir, and that is, my approach was, let's get a concept approved by the board, and let's work over the time in detailing it and implementing it. The custom here was, the tradition here was, that work out something to the bone, to the absolute detail, to the epsilon, and then start implementing it. A lot of these things, for example, Pathway to Student Success, even wouldn't start until 2014. In terms of admission component of it, tuition component of it, until 2015. For God's sake, when I started, that means 2 to 3 years on down the road. So,
how much of this goes back to the Board of Higher Education and their failings?
Well, I can't comment on that. You know, I think, you know, the board was, as you know, the board unanimously approved all of these changes and the policies, and so I appreciate their support in that. So they were very supportive of all the changes with all the policies that I've made. You know, all the policy changes and Pathway to Student Success, they were all unanimous support of the board. I think the resistance, and a lot of it, comes from the variety of different constituencies that, and I think, I really think that that's a critical point that perhaps the next chancellor can respond to. And that's something that a decision has to be made, that either there's going to be a system and it's going to be centralized, and a lot of directives comes out of that system, and you may like some of them, you may not like some of them, but you got to implement them. And we have a decentralized where all the campuses have their own board. So that's something that is based on, you know, the decision that citizens have to make.
We're talking with University Chancellor Ham Shirvani, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Bob, what's on your mind in Fargo? Oh, Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Chris, I'm sorry, I got to, Steve, I've got to also, I don't have a lot of time. I'm sorry, I have another interview coming up.
Do you need to go?
I have another interview coming up.
Okay. Tell you what, we'll come back to Mark here in just a second. I want one more question for you.
Sure.
You mentioned going back to how the system needs to be built. We have an impending vote coming up in 2014 considering dissolving the Board of Higher Education. Where does that leave the position of chancellor and moving forward with the university system?
Well, you know, it's going to dissolve the position of chancellor if it's approved, but I certainly think, I hope this is not going to be approved, because the system is actually very well organized and very well designed. It's just a matter of implementing and accepting the structure and implementing the nature of this structure. So I think we have a good system. It's not a question of the system. It's the question of really having the buy-ins and having the support and moving along the system.
What's your legacy?
I think, you know, raising first pathway to student success, at least building a solid a central office, but most importantly, raising a major issues, set of issues for the citizenry in North Dakota to think about it, about higher education.
What are some of the issues you see facing students within the North Dakota University system?
That was my point. Raising admission standards, particularly in research universities and four-year institutions. I have to say we have excellent two-year colleges, and the roundtable has done a fantastic job in impacting then the graduation rate, and quality is excellent. I think we have to work on four-year colleges and in terms of graduation rate, retention rate, raising admission standards, and keeping the tuition and fees low, as low as possible.
How do you do that? How do you keep those tuition rates low? We see the tuitions increasing for our kids, and we had previous callers that were saying...
Well, we have to look at the finances, our finances structure, and that's one of the things that even I didn't touch because there's so much to do. And that's we have to re-engineer our way we look at the cost structure and finances structure of our campuses. And we have to be much more entrepreneurial. We have to focus on being much more efficient and trying to do more with less. We have to get rid of duplications, consolidate a lot of functions so we can save money and make the system more efficient. There are a lot of places that are doing that. Many states, many campuses, their budgets are being cut 20-30%, and they still function very well. So that's what would be the next step.
Chancellor, I know you got to go. Thanks for spending time with us. And I would have liked to have seen another three-year contract and just to have seen what you could have gotten done.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you, Chancellor Hamshirvani, no longer resigning now, of course, with the Board of Higher Education unanimously accepting his proposal, but more with less. Gee. Where does that apply? This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken on KFIRE 550, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, The Flag 1100 in Fargo, and 1090 The Flag in Tioga.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
the government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach and Scott Hedden, my co-host, a little under the weather today, but hopefully you'll be back up again tomorrow. Feeling a little bit better, I hope. But event coming up this weekend, we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. Korean and Vietnam Veteran Welcome Home is going to be taking place at the Bismarck, at the Bismarck Civic Center. We'll get to details on that. Trying to track down a guest right now, a gentleman that was on the K-Fire Cafe here in the afternoon a couple weeks back, and a great interview. I wanted to share that with you as well today. Around the region, weather-wise, at some point, I just want to see the sunshine. Fargo today, we're looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms, occasional showers, shooting for a high near 63. In Bismarck today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Not even 60, high of 59 today. Tioga, showers possible, cool with a high near 52 and breezy. And then Minot, showers, thunderstorms also possible today. A high only of 51. Dickinson, showers likely throughout the day and a high near 50. Folks, we need some sunshine. I'm just... I don't know what's going on. I might turn into a mushroom at some point. I know from an agricultural standpoint, yeah, we need all the rain, but things don't grow without sunshine. And realistically, I think it's been almost 3 weeks since we've had some measurable sun. And I was listening to Too Tall Tom Szymanski talking earlier this morning, and it is Sun Awareness Week. That's something we really are not aware of around here. 53 degrees in Bismarck this hour. Williston at 46. Dickinson 47. Minot 47. In Jamestown, they're at 57. Grand Forks 52. At Fargo 56 this hour. Chancellor Hamshirvani, we'll be discussing this a little bit further. My personal opinion, and take it for what it is, when you're looking at the chancellor's position, he was brought in to do a very difficult job, a job that I would have liked to have seen come to fruition. It's a position I would have liked to have seen a little bit more time given to. He brought up a great point that it was an accelerated schedule. We had commitments we have to reach as far as the students. Who wins and who loses? You know, I look at things from the institution standpoint, and then the student standpoint. Without the students, there's not the institution. It's kind of the chicken, the egg, whichever one you want to put first. A lot of people look at it as the institution, and the students are an extension of the institution. Well, whose best interests are served that way? When you look at it that way, the institution's best interests are served. It comes back to the kids. It's all about the kids. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. To me, it's the kids, and I want to know what's on your mind. What is your take on this? When you start looking at an opportunity for kids to better their lives and have a better opportunity, not just for the future for them, but the future of North Dakota. And I look at an opportunity with what we've got going on right now. We've got all the growth in Western North Dakota. We've got the growth in manufacturing. We've got the growth in agriculture. We've got the economy in North Dakota firing on all cylinders, every last one. We have an opportunity, which, if you recall, not that long ago, we were a stream. North Dakota was an outsourcing state. All of our talent, all of our youth, all of our kids didn't have the opportunities to stay in the state of North Dakota like they do now. Who was benefiting? Minnesota was a big beneficiary. A lot of kids picked up, went to Minneapolis. We're looking at kids going to Denver, Pacific Northwest. Other regions of the country were benefiting off of what we have to offer. It's funny, as my travels around the country have led to different job opportunities, and as I was younger, I enjoyed the traveling. I like going to other parts of the country, and if I could go have a job that afforded me an opportunity to go work somewhere else, see another part of the country, it was great. It was absolutely great. But I will say this. The one advantage we have in North Dakota, and no matter where I went, North Dakotans always got jobs over, and Midwesterners always got jobs over the local talent. Why? Work ethic, education. It's something we have intrinsically woven into our fabric in the upper Midwest that makes it very desirable to have that fabric, those threads, to an employer in other parts of the country. We have an opportunity right now to keep those kids here in North Dakota, and we in the state can benefit off of those threads that are woven into our core. Why are we not doing that? Why are we not doing a better job capitalizing on that? You look at the graduation rates. You look at all the other things that are going on right now with higher education. We can do a better job. I would have liked to have seen Ham Shravani have another 3 to 5 years to see where that would have gone. We have an opportunity to keep those kids, keep North Dakotans in North Dakota, keep that fabric in the upper Midwest, and I think we're missing out on that opportunity. If you look at the oil play, it may not last forever. If you look at different opportunities in the state that are based off of the growth in energy, it may not last. Now, I'm an optimist. I think it will. I look at a lot of opportunities that we have in North Dakota that are growing off of that growth. But why not invest for the future? And I think we're missing out on that opportunity right now. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, I want to know what's on your mind concerning keeping kids here in North Dakota. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. One of the other things I was reading this morning, we have a mandatory sentencing here in North Dakota. It, required by state law, there's mandatory sentencing. In Fargo, a departure from the mandatory sentencing, a 20-year minimum, a Cass County judge has sentenced a convicted rapist to 5 years. 5 years for a rapist. I look at this as a hate crime. Sexual crimes are hate crimes. They're not about the sex. They're about hate, violence. In a case like this, throw away the key. Throw away the book. I have no quarter for individuals like this, but what is your take on this? State law requiring a mandatory sentence. Monday, a 20-year-old convicted of forcible rape from 20 years in prison, instead sentenced to 5 years. Judge Wickham Corwin's ruling, Jermaine Quincy Jones could have been sentenced to anywhere from 20 years to life in prison without parole for his class AA felony of gross sexual imposition. It was a conviction back in February, Cass County District Court. Now, at the hearing on Monday, Corwin said to sentence Jones to the 20 years in prison would be the equivalent of another of this young man's lifetimes. Instead, gave him a 5-year prison term. 5 years. 5 years for rape. What are your thoughts on that? 5 years for rape. Let's go to the phones concerning Chancellor Shravani. Jesse and Hazen, what's on your mind?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Steve, about needing to keep our youth in the state and put them back to work. And we've got a lot of opportunities right now between the oil field and the mining industry and all the other industries we've got going on. Farmers trying to put their sons and daughters back to work, take over the family farms. But I think the real issue here on the Shivani deal is, I'm not saying he was doing his job right or doing his job wrong, but I don't know too many people that can get paid $100,000 a month for the work that they did, because that's what it amounts to.
It's a nice job, isn't it?
The board really has some answering to do here to the taxpayers. I mean, if he wasn't doing his job and they weren't satisfied with his job, he should have been fired. Done. Pull the plug. You're done. Go on food stamps. I mean, just like anybody else that has a job that's not doing their job. If he
I have a problem with food stamps, but that's a different show.
But if he was doing his job to where they basically paid him off to get rid of him because they just didn't like him, then he shouldn't have been. Then he should still be there doing his job. I'm sorry, he's not an NFL player. To cut him loose after not even a year and pay him for the whole 3 years, that's not right. You're shelling out almost $1 million or a little over of the taxpayers' money for 10 months, 11 months worth of service. Either he should have been fired or he should still be there doing his job.
Jesse, financially, my biggest problem, it's not paying him for what he had done or not done yet, but now on top of it, we're going to exacerbate the problem by having to pay somebody else.
Yeah, we're doubling up.
He was hired to do a job. From everything I looked at, he was doing that job. Now, you can talk about style. I don't care about style points. He was doing the job, right?
Exactly.
Then let him finish the job. You know what? If you don't like how he did that job after that 3 years, great. But you hired him. He was going to get paid no matter what. Leave him in that position and let him continue to do that job.
Or if he was doing the job that poorly that you wanted him out of there,
then you fire him.
There needed to be grounds to fire him, not pay him for two more years when he's not going to be there.
Then fire him.
They just wasted $600,000 of the taxpayers' money.
What happens to you or I in the workforce if we don't do our job?
I'm eating ramen noodles for the next 3 months so I can find another job.
We get fired. We're out the door.
Exactly. And as far as that guy getting 5 years for the rape deal, you and I have talked about it off the air before. Our court system in North Dakota is so lax on handing out penalties that fit the crime, it's pretty sad. And I don't know how we fix it, but I guess I think you're right. 5 years for something like that, time to catch up with the times. I know our jails are crowded. I know we have an issue with that. I don't know what the answer is there, but thanks for visiting with me, Steve.
Jesse, thank you very much, Jesse. You have a great day. To me, Jesse brings up a great point. It comes back to we have an opportunity here right now to keep North Dakota kids. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when kids couldn't come back to the farm, come back to the ranch. We didn't have those opportunities. Right now, we've got a booming farm economy. Right now, we have all this energy, especially in western North Dakota, that it kind of makes a little window here where we can invest back in North Dakota. And I think we're missing out on that. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, and this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bachan and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City.
And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What's in your mind? Open phones the rest of the hour, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. The state of higher education in North Dakota, or what are your thoughts on a five-year conviction for a rape sentence? Going against the mandatory sentencing guidelines of 20 years plus. I got a problem with that. I have a serious problem with that. I want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I think it's time to scrap the Board of Higher Education. It has come. And off topic, why the hell are they taking a retreat in Medora? Tuition is at all-time high. Students are graduating like mountains of debt. Obviously, there's a little need for some fiscal responsibility. That is a comment about 20 minutes or so ago. And Kevin Flanagan, he weighs in. The whole education cable is the state is dysfunctional. The education system in the state dysfunctional. Another Facebook message, bucking a 20-year mandatory minimum sentence. Cass County Judge Wickham Corwin sentenced convicted rapist to 5 years instead. Was it wrong? Well, what do you think? 5 years? I think that's wrong. It's a hate crime. I got a big problem with that. What are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. A lot going on today. One thing going on this weekend. wanted to let you know. And we're going to have a guest lined up from this, but I was unable to contact him today. So we're going to get him on later this week. A great opportunity to speak with the keynote speaker. The Patriot Guard's putting on an event this weekend, a Korean and Vietnam veteran welcome home. It's taking place at the Bismarck Civic Center. It's the 60th anniversary this year of the end of the Korean War and the 40th anniversary to the end of the Vietnam War. Now, this event's a little acknowledgement of the service and sacrifice by North Dakota Korean War and Vietnam War veterans. You know, these are veterans that, in a lot of cases with both of those wars, they didn't get all of the revelry of returning soldiers that returning soldiers should get for their service, especially in the case of Vietnam. Korean was the kind of forgotten war. Vietnam, right or wrong, like it or don't like the politics involved with it, we had young men and women that were going over to war and serving this country because that was their duty. And some of the things that those veterans were put through upon their return was flat out wrong, absolutely wrong. This is an opportunity to remember that sacrifice by both North Dakota Korean War and Vietnam War veterans, sponsored by the North Dakota Patriot Guard. That's going to be this Saturday, June 8th, at the Bismarck Civic Center. For more information, go to ndpg.org. That's www.ndpg.org. Just click on the Welcome Home tab on the left. They'll have all the information for you there. So a great opportunity to remember that we have a lot of service history here in North Dakota. Let's go back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mike in Minot. What is on your mind today?
Well, I just got back into the truck, and I kind of missed your story, or I caught half of it, where somebody was paid and then they were fired.
As far as Chancellor Shirvani?
Right. And
go ahead.
I got a little story to tell you. My father owns a trucking company, and we had a dispatcher that was kind of having the attitude that, I've been here for so long, and it's going to cost you so much to pay me out, and my dad's the type of guy that he's not going to pay it out, which is right. If you come to work, you do your job. If you don't, you get fired, and you go home. And like the other guy said, you eat noodles for 3 weeks, correct?
Yep.
Well, you know what my dad did? My dad demoted him, so you know what he does now? He sits at a table, and he has a telephone and a stapler, and he answers the phone, and he staples pieces of paper together. That's all he does for 8 hours a day. He comes in at 8 and he leaves at 5 o'clock. That's all he does. He's not allowed to do nothing else. My dad says, if you don't want to leave on, if I can't fire you, I'll make you leave on your own.
If you don't like it, move on to something else. Mike, great story. Thanks for sharing with us. Bill, concerning the court case, what's on your mind today?
Well, basically, my wife and I just moved to North Dakota. We're still building a house. So on the higher education thing, I don't know enough to make an intelligent comment. On the rape case, though, I think automatic life imprisonment.
Can't disagree with you. That is a case that there should be no quarter whatsoever. Bill, thanks for weighing in. One more quick call. Mike in Belfield, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. The last time I checked, mandatory meant mandatory. So if you got
That's
a mandatory 20 years, how can the judge only give him 5?
If I read the article right, what happened was there were suspended years in there. And I think that might be the way that they get around that is, okay, mandatory 20 years, fine, here's your 20 years, but we're going to suspend 15 years of that. Does that make it right? No. Did the judge in this case care more about the rapist than the 13-year-old girl? Is that a valid question?
Yeah, it is. And if that's the way our system is, that's bogus and it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, it doesn't make it right. It's a hate crime. It's a crime against a child, basically. And I've got a huge problem with that. Mike, thanks for weighing in. This is What's on Your Mind. Thanks for joining us tomorrow. Hopefully Scott will be back as well. I'm Steve Bakken. Also with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us.
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.